Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
92.9 The Game, Soccer Insider, Madison Cruz. Our conversation with Madison is brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelers. The world is watching greatness. Celebrate yours at Salomon Brothers, Buckhead, Alpharetta, Sharpsburg. Maddie, you sicko, you. All right. You informed us last week that you were quite the sicko. I guess the reason I say that is because how fun has the last couple of weeks been for you to kind of watch this country and really all the visitors just kind of wrap their arms around this sport and just enjoy greatness at all levels and watch this country wrap their arms around the U.S. men's national team as they've had a couple of victories in a row here?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's been incredible. I mean, I think because this has been, like, I think a crazy tournament as well. I remember back in the 2022 World Cup, you know, I feel like when we were in the group stage, I feel like around this time, you kind of already maybe knew, all right, this is who's going through. This is who's number one of the group, number two. Now with the addition of the third place teams, the eight best third place teams, it creates, I think, a lot more like chaos, especially in matches. I mean, you're seeing Cabo Verde, a team that played in Atlanta in the first game that we saw, got the tie against Spain, one of the favorites. Spain beat Saudi Arabia yesterday 4-0, and then they went on to tie Uruguay 2-2. I mean, I feel like it's only going to get crazier. But honestly, I'm enjoying the chaos right now. I'm having a good time with it. And even seeing all the stuff on social media, I think the Scotland fans are really, I think, taking the cake right now. They are really showing out.
Agreed.
Well, and obviously we love the momentum with Team USA, what they have at this point. The next match is coming up Thursday. How do they stack up with Turkey?
Yeah, listen, Turkey is one that, unfortunately, they're one of the few teams that are actually already eliminated from the tournament. So Turkey right now is going into this game kind of with nothing to lose. They want to go out on a win. They want to make sure that they leave a good stance, especially before they head out of the World Cup. USA has already clinched, and we are number one, and which is great. And I think for the U.S. now, especially because of yellow card accumulation in the World Cup, if you pick up a certain number in the group stage, you pick up accumulation, you can be out for a knockout game. You have four players that are currently on one of those right now. Anthony Robinson's one, Tyler Adams, Chris Richards, and Fuller and Balogun. So for me personally, if I'm Mauricio Pochettino, I'm going to sit those guys to this game and say, hey, you know what? Y'all take an earned rest, and you guys are going to not play in this game just because you don't want to avoid that. You don't want to lose them, especially for the knockout rounds. I thought that game against Australia, though, Australia was a team that I thought, I think are still really dangerous. I think especially with the way they counterattack. If anything, I kind of thought in this matchup, they kind of maybe didn't get the outlets they were looking for because the U.S. just, I think, just really made it difficult for them. Fuller and Balogun, his movement on the ball was just absolutely outstanding. I think especially on the left, opening up that space, he had the own goal that he led up to the own goal and then able to get that one for us. And again, it was Alex Freeman, a player that Jason and I think have raved about for like 2 years now, especially from calling games at the academy level for United, at the twos level for Atlanta United, and now obviously at MLS. And now he's breaking through for the U.S. men's national team. It's exciting to have people finally realize, oh yeah, Alex Freeman, yeah, he's got the dog in him. And it's fun to finally see it.
Well, Madison, I think it's one of the questions. Obviously, Christian Pulisic has missed the game on Friday. I assume he'll probably get a rest day again when they play Turkey. And then you have, you know, some of these guys, whereas the question, should they rest some guys and give them some time, or do they keep the momentum going and try to go out there and get another victory and just keep the ball rolling?
It's a difficult balance, I think, especially with Christian Pulisic. I think if I'm Pochettino and I'm looking at what I want to do, I'm leaning heavily on your medical staff to say, all right, what's it looking like? Because for everything else, especially for Christian Pulisic, maybe I'd want him to get a little bit of minutes, maybe if it's 45 or just maybe something small like that, maybe even 60, just so that way he can get some reps before you go into the knockout. That would be my thing, but again, I'm not pushing it. Like, it's something where if we can do it, great. If not, I'm not going to push that. I think for some guys, especially who have been starting a lot, I think maybe that is where you ask the question, hey, how you feeling? You feeling good? Okay, can you go for 45? Can you go for 60? And then from there, you kind of do the rotation. You have a really solid roster, I think, for the U.S. men's national team. And I think especially when it comes to sitting those guys, you really just got to kind of ask the players, see what that's looking like, especially because you're going to be gearing up for that knockout round matchup.
Hanging out with 99 Game Soccer Insider Madison Cruz. And let's dig into that a little bit further, because last week, almost infamously at this point, Tim Howard was on a Landon Donovan podcast, and he was like, hey, there's no way. The U.S. men's, there's no way. 0% chance that the U.S. men's national team can win the World Cup. Also, though, in the same breath, we played the sound earlier, Zlatan Ibrahimovic is like, yeah, they can get it done. You get on the right, you know, kind of roll, you get the crowd behind you, start feeling it, they can get it done. I'm curious your thoughts on that. I know it's a very, very difficult road forward, and it's uncharted waters for the U.S. men's national team if they were to be able to make it that far, but why not this group?
I mean, I think that's the question, right? I mean, why not? Why not this group? I mean, I think if you're looking at some of the heavy runners right now, I think in the World Cup, I mean, you're looking at France, obviously. I think you're now looking at Spain again. Spain, I think, proved themselves, especially in Saudi Arabia. Argentina, obviously. And I would put the U.S. up there right now, especially because they're one of the few teams that is still unbeaten, and they have had a really good showing the last couple of games. I think if they keep the run and the momentum going, I do think why not them? I mean, I really do. I think that it's the World Cup. Anything can happen. We saw the darlings in Morocco last World Cup in 2022 make the semifinals. And they were the first African country to do that, and they were able to do it. And I think the World Cup is full of those types of stories where maybe it's a team you don't expect to make the run that they do, but they end up becoming the darlings of the tournament. I think for the U.S., because of the performances we have seen from this side, and I think heading into the knockout, depending on what that draw looks like, we're obviously number one, so I believe we will get a third-place team, whichever way that falls in that capacity. But either way, the World Cup, especially with the way things are shaping out now, it's one where you want to make sure you're getting hot at the right time. And right now, I think the U.S. is. So, yeah, why not them?
Well, Madison, we've been seeing all the heartfelt moments throughout the World Cup. You know, the Japanese cleaning up the stands after the match was over, Iran leaving a thank you note in their locker room. What's been your favorite parts of the tournament overall?
Oh, that's so hard. Honestly, I think it's been following, like, some of the debutantes and some of the teams that we haven't seen a whole lot. I think in Cabo Verde and then Curacao. I mean, Curacao got the 0-0 draw the last couple of days, too, against a really tough opponent in Ecuador. Ecuador is one of people's dark horses. I think Curacao, you saw it in the emotion at the end of the game. I think we had another stellar goalkeeper performance. I think he went from, like, only a couple thousand followers to now a million. And now, obviously, you have Cabo Verde's goalkeeper. Obviously, I think my favorite story was obviously getting the chance, his mom. I don't think initially could get a visa, I think, for the first game. And then she was able to get one for the second. So it was in Miami to be able to watch Cabo Verde last night. That was really cool with Vojina, the goalkeeper for Cabo Verde. That was really cool. But also, like, just on the pitch, I think seeing the reaction, especially after Cabo Verde got their first World Cup goal, then they were able to find the equalizer and they were able to steal the point again. I think it's so cool, those types of stories, and I'm loving seeing that, I think, on the pitch, and then just seeing, I think, the fans really embrace it, too. I think it's been so fun. I think it's been so fun. I mean, I'll go back to Scotland, too, because I think from all the fun that we're seeing from Scotland, they're also donating a lot of money to a lot of charities, I think one of those being mental health, so it's a huge, it's really fun. I think it's been such an incredible tournament. I'm excited to see where it all continues on with all of the heartfelt moments, the crazy moments, the more chaotic matches. I think it's going to continue just to be so incredible.
Other than Group D, because I don't think most people at America or U.S. winning that group after the second game. Is there a group that's playing out a little bit differently than you had expected?
Ooh, I mean, I think when you're looking at now, especially, I think it would have been Spain, Saudi Arabia, Cabo Verde, and Saudi Arabia, I think, possibly. But obviously with the results we saw, Spain is topping that group right now. And they will play Uruguay. So Uruguay will be wanting to get points, but right now that's a little slim for margin. The one that I'm looking at actually is kind of related to the matchup on Wednesday here in Atlanta. It's Morocco versus Haiti, but it's not for what you think. Haiti is eliminated from the World Cup. They cannot move on, but Morocco and Brazil, they will be playing at the same time. And especially when it comes to points and goal differential, both of those teams are.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
They're going to be wanting to get multiple goals, they want to get multiple points, they want to get the win, because whoever can do that is going to take the number one spot. And that can mean, oh, you're playing a team in the third place team like a Curacao, like a Cabo Verde, or like a Bosnia Herzegovina, or you're playing like a Portugal or a England or something. So especially in that one, I think I'm really interested in that group. I believe it's Group H. It'll be a really interesting way that one will fall. Because yesterday was Spain, Cabo Verde, Saudi Arabia, and Uruguay, because everything was just even. Everything was at one point. Now that's a little bit skewed, but I still think that those are the two I'm still highlighting to kind of see what's going to happen, especially as the next couple of days roll around.
Well, she's a sicko, but she's our sicko. She is 99 The Game Soccer Insider, Madison Cruz. Maddie, we appreciate you once again hanging out with us.
Of course. Anytime, guys.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.